We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We're going downtown.
We've been talking about the Navy Hill Development Project, which probably most of you will recognize includes the plans for this brand new Coliseum that everybody has been talking about for the last several months. And there is an advisory commission that's been formed. Pierce Homer is the former Virginia Secretary of Transportation and is the chairman of that advisory commission, has been kind enough to join us this morning. Good morning to you, sir. Appreciate you coming on the air.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great. And I, you know, this has been a bit of a controversial proposal over the last several months, and I think some people have shied away from wanting to come on radio and television and talk about it. And so I appreciate the fact that you're willing to engage with us. Tell me what the charge is for the advisory commission.
Well, sure, John. The commission is composed of nine citizens who either live or work in the city. And unlike many bodies appointed by the council, it's not by district. The ordinance that was passed by the city asked for a qualification and experience in large projects, in finance, in real estate, in law, things that are typically used to evaluate a complex development proposal. And really, in sum, what the ordinance calls for is for this group to perform due diligence on the proposal. And what's that mean? That means asking hard questions and doing it in a very open and public manner, and using the expertise of our citizens to find out if, in fact, the proposal as written and in about a 1,000-page ordinance, does that match up with the numbers that have been stated publicly? And are those numbers to the benefit of the city, its taxpayers, and its residents? So, in sum, the commission is designed to ask hard questions and make recommendations to city council based on the answers to those hard questions.
How do you go about vetting these various elements? Have you been given complete access to all the documents related to this proposal?
So far, I would say yes, and I think the city has done a pretty good job of posting the public side of the document. So there's, again, as I mentioned, there's about 1,000 pages of ordinance there that spells out lease conditions and their terms. There is quite a bit of documentation that the developers, the Navy Hill Corporation, have put forward, and they have their own website. They're very active in advocacy around the project, around the community. As we, though, get into peeling back the onion, we will be asking for additional documentation. And we had a very good meeting. The vice chair, John Gerner, and I did with city staff, and we had a list of questions, and they did indicate that they would be moving directly to provide us with that documentation. I think the important question, though, for us, John, is to say, well, how are you going to go about this? Because it is a very large proposal. And I think what I would like to stress is the purpose of this body is to be looking at the ordinances that have been recommended by the mayor and the city attorney to city council. So we obviously will be looking at the mechanics of the project itself, but we're going to be looking at this ordinance to say, what does it do? And when we ask those questions, we're going to ask them in three broad categories. The first is in the area of financial feasibility. Does this work financially, and what are the long-term impacts on the city? The second aspect we'll be looking at is, what are the risks posed by this project? And I will say, you know, one of the terms that was thrown around early on in this project is that it's a no-risk project. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing as a no-risk project, and we will be itemizing those risks in a risk matrix for consideration by council. The third area that we'll be looking at is the accountability of the project and what I'll call externalities there. So what that means is, okay, who's in charge of this project? Is it the city? Is it the developer? Is it the contractor? How is that put together in case something goes wrong? And things often do in large construction projects. A second aspect of that are, what are some of the externalities? And so, for example, to help out and to speed the development of this project, are there impacts on other people not affiliated with the project? So could there be damage to existing restaurant or hotel industries? Hmm. What about permits? If the permit time for this is accelerated, does that hurt the little guy who's waiting in line for a plumbing permit? So those three areas are how we will be organizing our approach to analyze the proposal and make recommendations to council.
Do you see your charge as being a neutral arbiter and just coming up with a list of potential problems? Do you see your charge as giving a green light at the end of the process or a red light? What do you think the end result will be here, or can you foresee that?
Well, we're going to have our first meeting this Saturday. I would say there's a tremendous amount of citizen participation here. So a part of this will be guided by the commission, where they would like to go. So I would say initially our goal would be to identify risks and then associate with those mitigations. So if you've got a problem, also suggest solutions. Now, some of those solutions may be, quite significant or different from the current track run. So that would be our, I would say, I think there would be, without speaking on behalf of the entire commission, that's a typical approach. When we get to the end, will there be a single green light, red light? That remains to be seen. I think all of us need to have a deeper understanding of the project before we decide to take that thumbs up, thumbs down approach there. I would encourage, though, and emphasize citizen participation. We start our inquiries this Saturday at the Police Academy, 9 a.m., and we'll be meeting every other Saturday in these working sessions. And there will be opportunities for citizen participation at each and every one of these events. In addition, we will be holding four formal public hearings in the month of December, hopefully to subject our final recommendations and put them out there for public and citizen comment in a formal public hearing process. There will be no lack of citizen input here, and we think that's a very important aspect of what the commission is doing.
Yeah, I think it will be, too. You want to have people bought in on whatever decisions are made. And may I extend to you an open invitation if you go through this process and halfway through you'd like to talk to the public about where things are, I will open up the time for you to share that via WRVA, just in case that's something that would be helpful to engage with the public. Pierce Homer, the former Virginia Secretary of Transportation and now the chairman of the Navy Hill Coliseum Development Advisory Commission, really appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
We'll come back and we'll check on traffic and weather together here on News Radio WRVA.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.